trains obsess all kinds of surprising people in surprising ways. What you're hearing right now is the Elmer Bernstein score from a short film that the designers Charles and Ray Eames made about 40 years ago about toy trains. Minutes and minutes and minutes of toy trains and plastic figures among them in this marvelous fantasy world that these otherwise sober-sided designers created.
This is a film about toy trains.
We're going to finish the show, in fact, with a visit to Montclair, New Jersey, and the model train room of a man named Jay Duke. In a spare bedroom in his home, Duke has created one of these miniature worlds, set, in his case, in about 1929, his boyhood. The walls are lined with shelves of model trains, and in the center of the bedroom is a two-track layout on a wooden table, jammed with train accessories, metal and plastic figurines and snow-covered trees, a little train station, and working miniature lamps and signs that Jay has collected over the last 72 years.
When we were kids, they had a steam railroad running around the beach, and it was run by an old man. He'd probably be 200 years old now, but he liked me, I liked him, and he let me sit on the tender and watch him run this. I was just a little kid at the time. The sight of it, the sound of it, the smell of the coal, the smell of the burning oil, and the sound of the whistle, all that, it just got into my blood. And I said, someday, I'm going to build one of those. And I started building a train layout. And I had a friend of mine, George Ryan, that was helping me. And suddenly we realized we have more trains than we need. So we put shelves up on the wall. We had seen this in Macy's and so forth. They put trains on the wall. So we did the same too. So at that point, okay, now we're a collector. We're a collector now because we've got more than we need, but we've got shelves that are not filled. So now we've got to go out and get more trains. So then when we get more trains, we got to put up more shelves. And it hasn't stopped yet. It takes an artist to make a toy train. Now, in making a toy, you not only have to please the child, you've got to please the adult, because he's the one that's going to shell out the money for the kid. And I think they've done a magnificent job of making appealing-looking trains. The colors, everything, are well chosen. This blue train here is called the Blue Cromet, and it's standard gauge. And in 1930, actually 1929, the inaugural run of a blue train from Jersey City to Atlantic City was called the Blue Cromet. And Lionel made a model of that train in 1930, and this is one of them. You never let go of the best part of your childhood. Some people do. And when they do, it's all over. You gotta keep it. And to me, there's nothing better to keep it going than trains.